9 minutes to eight. Gail is back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Permanent TSB made a pre-tax profit of €19 million in the first half of the year, according to its interim results out this morning. This is down 75% from €75 million in the same period last year. Underlying profit before tax of €51 million is down 38% year on year, and operating profit of €51 million is 17% lower, while operating income for the 6 months dipped by 4% to €322 million. I'm joined on the line now by PTSB's CEO, Eamon Crowley. Good morning, Eamon.
Good morning, Gail.
Certain financial metrics are lower this year compared to last year. Do you expect profits are going to be hit in the future because of the lower interest rate environment?
I think as interest rates have come down significantly, that the impact of those rates that have now stabilised will stabilise by way of our income. And what we're seeing, and I'm really pleased with our performance in the first 6 months, we're seeing material growth in our balance sheet. Our mortgage lending was up 80% year on year, and in an area where we're now providing real competition in business lending, it was up nearly 25%. So, and also when I look at deposits, they were up 7% to 1.6 billion. So our balance sheet is growing, and our P&L has been impacted by lower rates, but they should stabilise now and grow over time.
Now, Eamon, the basic salary cap of €500,000 was lifted in June, more than 15 years after the banking collapse and linked to the state's complete exit from ownership of AIB. Has there been any movement on that yet at PTSB? Did you get a pay rise?
Well, first of all, we welcome the removal of the restriction that was placed on ourselves and AIB in more recent times. I think it's a positive move forward. With respect to my own pay, it has not changed. That's a matter for the board to decide in due course. But I'm focused on developing growing value, and indeed ensuring that there's a normalisation and a full normalisation in the Irish banking market.
And the salary cap has been lifted, but an 89% super tax on bonuses for top bankers remains in place. What's going to happen with policy around bonuses? Do you want the government to change rules around that?
Well, there was a relaxation in the ability to pay up to a bonus of 20,000 without the super tax being implemented. I think it's a matter for government policy. It's not something I should comment on, but it is something unusual in the European banking market, but it's a matter for government.
Now, the state still owns 57% of the bank. So following NatWest's recent share disposal, do you expect the government to sell its share in the next year?
Well, it's a matter for the minister. I think what we've seen in the last year to date, our share price is up 40%. We also saw a lot of demand for NatWest shares when they sold them. There was significant amount of demand, and there was a number of investors who've come onto our share register who are interested in the long term value of the bank, and they see value in PTSB going forward. So that's good for us as well.
The government invested €3.9 billion into PTSB during the financial crisis. To date, I believe the state has recovered €2.7 billion. Do you expect the state to get all the money back?
Well, they still have a 57% stake in the bank. That, as I mentioned, has increased by 40%. We'll have to just wait and see how that the value of our shares move over time. But there's still that movement, and then we'll see how it ends up in the end. My focus is on trying to drive value in the bank and bring real competition into the market as one of the three pillar banks. And the fantastic aspect of this year is that we're really seeing growth in our balance sheet, and we're competing in the market and supporting customers.
So PTSB has completed the first 6 months of its three-year business strategy. Are you optimistic for the coming months?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a great start. We have a great team in PTSB. Our purpose is around building trust with customers and again, growing the bank and competing. And as I mentioned, the positive thing is this year, in the first 6 months, we're really showing signs of that growth, and our balance sheet, together with gathering deposits, is strong.
Now, the Sunday Business Post reported that you asked the housing minister if the state would guarantee developer loans. Why do you think a credit guarantee scheme would be a good idea?
Well, first of all, PTSB has never been in the development finance space. It's not an area that the bank played in, either before the crisis or since. But as one of three pillar banks in the market, we believe we should play our part in what is the number one social issue, which is delivery of housing. We're looking at all different options. And indeed, my discussion with the minister was around the provision of a 50% guarantee, primarily for smaller developers who in themselves need capital and need support in which to develop and move from building small number of units to larger developments in that sense. So it was just a discussion with the minister around the provision of a 50% guarantee. And it's something that at the BPFI level, we've been engaging broadly in that sense as well.
Okay, we leave it there for now. PTSB CEO Eamon Crowley, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. We'll have more business in the next hour.